As everyone started to decorate the hall, the musicians began playing and singing a beautiful Christmas carol.
"Jack," said Annie, "look."
The white stag was standing in the arched doorway. Jack turned excitedly to Morgan.
"See that white stag?" he said. "He took us to the other world. See him?"
Morgan smiled. "Yes, I do see him," she said. "And now I see everything." Jack looked back at the doorway. The stag was gone. In his place stood an old man with a long white beard. He held a staff and wore a flowing red cloak, the same cloak Jack and Annie had worn on their quest.
"Who's that?" Jack asked.
"That is Merlin the magician," said Morgan. "It was Merlin who invited you here. I see that now."
"Merlin?"
said Jack.
"He sent us the royal invitation?"
"Yes," said Morgan. "Then he put the rest of us under a spell, and he carried you to the other world."
"No," said Annie. "The Christmas night put you under a spell."
"And the white stag carried us to the other world," said Jack.
Morgan smiled. "Merlin was both the Christmas night and the white stag," she said. "Remember, he's a magician, not a mortal. He can change his shape whenever he wishes."
"Oh, wow," whispered Annie.
"Why did Merlin do these things?" asked Jack.
"Merlin was angry when King Arthur banished magic from Camelot," said Morgan. "I see now he finally took matters into his own hands."
"How?"
said Jack. "He knew King Arthur would send no more knights to the other world for the water of memory and imagination," said Morgan. "So I assume he brought you to Camelot, hoping that you would offer to go instead."
"Why did he want us to go?" asked Annie.
"Merlin has often heard my tales of your adventures in the treehouse," said Morgan. "He knows you both have a great desire to fight for the good, and he knows you use the gift of imagination very well. Those are two special qualities needed to succeed in any quest." Jack and Annie looked back at Merlin. From far across the room, the white-bearded magician smiled at them. He raised his staff, then he slipped out the door. Jack looked around the great hall. All the candles and torches were lit now. A fire blazed in the hearth. The musicians were playing, everyone was singing. The room glowed with warm firelight and rosy faces. At last, Christmas in Camelot was just as Jack had imagined it would be. The spell of the dark wizard had been broken. The great hall was filled with beauty and love and joy and light.